Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what is going on, family? Listen, we are back and we are in full effect. I know I took a little time off because of the holidays and some family health issues, but we are back and we are ready to rock and roll. I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. And you already know, before I start every single episode, I always like to give God some thanks because I believe that without him, none of this will be possible. So I just pray that somebody out there that's listening is inspired, motivated, and encouraged to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Thank you guys for always hanging out with me. Listen, man, it's the first episode of the new year, 2022. So it's just fitting that I talk about goals and New Year's resolutions and how we're going to execute those things, right? Because let's be honest, every single year we know people that say, this is going to be my year. This is my year. I'm going to make it happen this year. And then we know that January 17th is National Give Up On Your Resolutions Day, right? Or maybe 3 weeks after January 1st. The point is that too many people give up on their goals and their dreams, right? On their resolutions. They let themselves down at the end of the day. So I wanted to talk about that today on today's episode, because I think that in order for you to become successful in any area of life or with any goal or dream or ambition or resolution that you set for yourself, you have to set yourself up to win, right? You have to set yourself up to win. So we're going to be talking about how do you set yourself up to win, how to set your goals, how to set your resolutions, and how to stay focused so that you execute those things and you become successful at those things. I know that I got to the point where I was getting sick and tired of being sick and tired and saying all the time, this is going to be my year. This is going to be my year. And then that year turned out to be the same as the year before and the year before and the year before. And the cycle continues. But this year, 2022, I mean, come on, man, with everything that's been going on, you know, we made it through COVID. I mean, we're still dealing with it, but for the most part, we all made it through, right? Many of us have. Some of us haven't. And, you know, my condolences to those who've lost loved ones because of it. And I'm not going to get into the whole vax and non-vax thing, but what I want to talk about is that we've all come through a tough year, right? 2021 and 2020 was some tough years for us, for many people. And so 2022, it looks like there's a little turning point, right? It's a little turning point for 2022. And we want to make sure that we make it the best year ever. So how do we do some of this? So we have, you know, most of the time you hear people talk about weight loss and quitting smoking or quitting drinking or giving up the sugars and the caffeine and the sodas and all of that. And that's great, right? Because we should all want to live healthier lives. Most of those things have to do with health. And we should all want to live healthy lives, because true wealth at the end of the day is our health, right? Because if you have all the money in the world and you're not here to enjoy it, right, with your family, then how wealthy are you, right? What good is it? It doesn't serve you. But, you know, so health is definitely one of the top things and the keys that we need to make sure that we're doing every single year, right? We want to get better health-wise every single year. But what else can we do on top of that? I'm talking about, what else can we do on top of that? Maybe you set a goal to start a business this year. Maybe you set a goal to write a book this year, which, if you haven't heard yet or you haven't checked it out, I have an amazing book writing masterclass I do every quarter. So you can sign up for the next one. It's going to be starting in April, first week in April, first Tuesday in April. So you can check that out. But maybe you have a goal of like networking more and getting outside of your comfort zone and talking to strangers, right? And meeting people. I know that when we were younger, we were like, stranger danger, right? Don't talk to strangers. Which is cool when you're young, but when you become an adult, you know, you have to talk to strangers, because that's the way you're going to be able to connect with people and see who can help you get to that next level. Because there's always levels to this thing called life, right? There's always levels to this thing called life. And there's levels that you don't know about, and there's levels that you don't know how to get to without the help of others, people that are already at that level, right? That's called coaching and mentorship. That's why I'm a big proponent of coaching and mentoring people, because I'm a big fan of each one reach one. So we get to a certain level of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and success. And it's our duty, really, you know what I mean, to go, you know, go back and bring some people with us. Because you hear a lot of success, some successful people say it's lonely up top, but you know, that's probably only said by the people who's never been to the top. Because how do you know it's lonely at the top unless you've been there? And if you've been there and you're by yourself, then you didn't do it the right way, right? Because you're always supposed to bring somebody with you and have a party when you get to the top. Nobody wants to be alone, right? We were all born and created for community, for relationship, for connection. When you think about setting your goals and your dreams, you have to have a couple of different ones, right? It's not just one goal and that's it, right? You want to have some short-term, some mid-term, and some long-term goals. And you want to make sure that they're attainable, but you also want to make sure that that you challenge yourself. Maybe some of them aren't attainable, right? Or they may seem like they're not attainable right now, maybe this year, but you still set it as a goal because you want to push yourself to see how far you can get to it, right? How close you can get to it. And so you want to challenge yourself with some goals that maybe seem out of this world, right? When you're setting those goals, and you know, those resolutions, and really just goals are really dreams that you want to turn into a reality. And so when you're setting those goals in your dreams, you want to be realistic, you want to have them attainable, but you want to make sure that you challenge yourself and you want to let your imagination run wild and write those things down. Write what you want your life to look like this year, 2022. What do you want to be different from any other year that you've experienced? What is this new year going to look like for you? Write those things down, detailed, vividly, right? You have to have a vision for what you want your life to look like, because if you don't, then somebody will make a vision up for you and that you may not like. I know we've heard that before, some of us. But, you know, that's why I love this time of the year, because people are so fired up in the beginning of the year. They're like, yeah, we're going to go. Let's go. All systems go. We're going to do this. And they're excited. But then somewhere along the line, they lose the momentum. So how do you keep momentum? You keep a schedule. Keep a schedule. I set reminders on my phone for everything. Literally everything is on my calendar. Because if it's not on my calendar, it doesn't exist. So I'll set stuff up on my calendar. When I'm working from home and I'm not traveling, I'm setting reminders on my Alexa, you know, to remind me to do this, remind me to do that. And I'm constantly setting up reminders because that helps me stay on track. That helps me keep the momentum going. So you want to set yourself up for winning. So what I do is every Sunday, right? I'm a part of this mastermind. And I was doing this before the mastermind, but they have this thing called the Sunday Success System, where you take some time out on a Sunday and you get your whole week together. Maybe you even do it in the beginning of the month and you get your whole month together. I like to do it weekly because I'm the type of person that I like to digest things in chunks and not just put everything, you know, in my mouth and, you know, on the plate in my mouth at the same time. I like to take bite-sized stuff and digest it and execute like that. So I do it weekly. Every Sunday, I do it. And I put stuff on my calendar that needs to get executed, that needs to get done, things that are going to get me closer to making that goal accomplished, executing that goal, and making that dream become a reality. So I'm doing that every single Sunday, putting stuff on my calendar, color coordinating it, prioritizing it, right? These are some of the things that's going to help you win and stay on track and keep the momentum going. And then what you want to do is also you want to find an accountability partner. Find an accountability partner, maybe a group, maybe it's a mastermind, maybe it's a group of friends, maybe it's some family members, and hold each other accountable. Set weekly calls or Zoom calls, right? Or in-person meetups to where you guys can hold each other accountable and see how far you're coming along, right? Because if nobody knows that you have a goal set, then no one can hold you accountable to you saying that you're going to do what you said you're going to do. So that's why accountability is huge. So find yourself an accountability partner or an accountability group. I'm a part of one. We meet every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Every Wednesday, we all meet of us. There's about 9 of us that meet and we talk about what we said we were going to do the prior week, if we've accomplished it. And if not, what our penalty is going to be, right? Because when we accomplish our goals and our dreams, we reward ourselves. And when we don't accomplish them, we penalize ourselves, right? So maybe that's like no caffeine for a week or no sweets or sugars for a week or, you know, no cell phone after 8. Like I'm giving you all the stuff, some of the stuff I do. Like, how are you going to penalize yourself and hold yourself accountable? Like if you know you enjoy, you know, your sweets and you want to have a sweet from time to time, then make sure you get done what you said you were going to get done, right? So that you don't have to experience those penalties. But if you do accomplish it, what are those rewards going to look like, right? So we reward ourselves every week as well. And that's one of the main components I think a lot of people miss out on, is that they just kind of go, grind, team, no sleep. But at the end of the day, they're not rewarding themselves. And that's when burnout kicks in. So you want to make sure that you're rewarding yourself. Yes, for those little milestones that you are reaching along the way. There's nothing wrong with that. People say, oh, don't celebrate until it's done. And man, I don't agree with that. And if you agree with that, then, you know, to each his own, right? I believe that everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but that's just something that I don't agree with. I believe in celebrating small wins, small victories along the way, because that's going to help keep the momentum. That's going to help keep you motivated. That's going to help keep you inspired. And then you're tracking it at the same time, right? You're tracking your weekly goals and making sure that those things are getting executed and accomplished. And when they're not, you're tracking that as well, because you know that you got penalized. So set up a little tracker. You can use an Excel spreadsheet, which again is something that I use in my mastermind group. So, you know, you want to be able to set those type of things in place so that you can set yourself up for a win and have a great successful year, right? So you want to set those small midterm and long-term goals. Then you want to set quarterly goals as well, right? Like, what do you want to get accomplished within the next 90 days, right? Do you want to start a business? Do you want to invest in real estate? Do you want to increase your stock portfolio, right? Your investment portfolio. Maybe it's crypto. Maybe it's NFTs. Maybe it's metaverse. There's so many different options right now, right? So what do you want to do quarterly as well? And then just make those mile markers, like every week. What can I do this week? Do I need to make 10 calls? Do I need to send 10 emails every day for the next quarter? Do I need to, you know, reach out and do some meet and greets, like meet people every week? You know, a couple people a week, couple of people a month, whatever's, you know, comfortable for you, but push yourself. The key is to push yourself little by little every single day so that you become a better version of yourself and that you start to see your goals and your dreams become a reality and you start to become a better version of yourself. And then this year becomes your best year yet. And then what happens is that you're so fired up because you've kept track, you set some goals, you kept track, you saw some execution, you've experienced some wins, you celebrated. And you had some people along with you that were taking the journey with you and that committed and that were dedicated to becoming that whole person mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, relationally. You want to become holistic in all areas, right, as possible. Now, are you going to hit every single mark? Probably not. But if you set a plan in place, and you set those goals and you set the plans, you're strategic about it, you prioritize, then more than likely you're gonna win more times than you're gonna lose, right? And that's the key, to win more than you lose, because as you start to win more, then you'll start to understand more principles, you'll start to get around more people, you'll start connecting and getting around a larger group of people that have a higher influence on you and more information as well. So you wanna make sure that you're doing all of those things, right? Setting the goals, setting the plan, being strategic, prioritizing, committing, dedicating, and executing. Because I tell you, I know so many people who every year they have these big plans, they have these big goals, they have these big dreams, they have these big visions. And sometimes they're so far out there that it's so hard for them to execute on just the small things. And when they don't see things happening, they just give up quickly. And we all know those people. Maybe you're listening right now and you're that person, right? Or maybe you used to be that person and this year is going to be different for you. But the key is that nothing's going to change unless things change, right? Nothing is going to change unless you change. So if you've been doing the same thing every year and getting the same results and you want something different, then you got to do something different. It's just as simple as that. We don't have to complicate things. So I just wanted to jump on this first episode of the new year and talk about goals and dreams and resolutions and how you can be successful in obtaining the lifestyle that you want to obtain. Because, I mean, and another thing is that you don't want to get distracted, right? We're dealing with the COVID, we're dealing with the pandemic, we're dealing with all types of things. I'm telling you, we're dealing with all, on top of the pandemic and COVID and, you know, businesses and vaccines and who's vaxxed and who's not vaxxed and all the politics that go along with it. There's so many other things that people and families are going through that you have no idea about, that you're not even aware about, right? People show up and they smile, right? Everything is looking good. Everything seems to be moving well, but people are going through some things in life. So just be more kind, be more patient, be more compassionate towards people, show people love, you know what I mean? And this is going to be the greatest year that you've ever experienced. I can guarantee you that. If you can do those things, this is going to be a great year for you. Now, don't be afraid to reach out to people, right? Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for information. And sometimes you're going to have to put some skin in the game, right? You're going to have to invest. Like my book writing masterclass, you're going to have to put some skin in the game. You got to invest. Because if I'm giving you my time and giving you my expertise, then you got to put something in the game too. And that's a financial commitment. Now, you're not always going to have to put a financial commitment in, right? But a lot of times in order for you to become successful, you know, they say the greatest investment you ever make is an investment in yourself, because that's going to bring you an infinite ROI for the rest of your life. Whenever you invest in yourself, that's never going to be a bad investment, right? Because you're going to learn something, even if you think it's a bad investment, or even if it turned out to be a bad investment, you're going to learn something about that. I know I've made some bad investments in my past that cost me up to $20,000. And I'm like, my goodness, right? But I've learned some things because of that bad investment. So whether it's good or bad, you're going to learn something. So make sure you invest in yourself this year, whether it costs a financial investment, a time investment, an energy investment. Maybe you have to put some sweat equity into something, but invest in yourself, because that's going to help you become a better version of yourself. And then you'll be able to, like I've been talking about, you'll be able to help the next person that you come in contact with, that you feel it on your heart, you want to help, right? Because let me tell you this, this is one thing that I've seen happen with a lot of successful people as they become successful. You know, most successful people, they're not selfish. They're very giving, they're very generous, and they want to help other people. And so if you show up for life and you're on fire and you show that you're committed and you're dedicated and you're interested and you're willing to put in the work, you'd be surprised how many successful people, quote unquote, right? Successful people will want to help you. We'll want to help you get to that next level. We'll want to give you some information. We'll want to give you some tips and tricks and secrets, as we say in the industry. But in order for you to do that, you got to show up. You got to show up for life, and you got to put some skin in the game, and you got to make sure that you're all in. You can't halfway yourself through life. That doesn't work anymore. People who halfway themselves, they cheat themselves and they're cheating others, because the person that they're supposed to show up for in life, the person they're supposed to be and the way they're supposed to show up, if they're not showing up the way they're supposed to, then not only are they cheating themselves, but they're cheating the other people who are counting them to show up the right way. Come on, man. You want to show up for people, you got to show up the right way. You can't halfway yourself through life. So make sure that whatever you do, you go all in. And listen, a rule of thumb is about 3 to 5 goals per year. Right? 3 to 5 goals per year. Because when you start writing down 15, 20, 30, 40 goals, I mean, they kind of get lost in the shuffle. So you want to make sure that you have 3 to 5 solid goals, like solid goals. You want to increase your income? What does that look like? What do I need to do to make sure that happens? How can I get there? You want to start a business? What kind of business do you want to start? What do you love to do? Who's your audience going to be? Who's your clientele going to be? How can you attract those clients? What kind of customer service are you going to provide? What kind of person are you going to be? What kind of values? What's your mission? What's your vision, right? All of those things matter. So I saw a post that one of my mentors, shout out Bobby Castro, he put up today. He said, you want to win big in life? Start showing up more. Give more value. Give more love, give more patience, give more trust, because at the end of the day, people will count themselves out. People will disqualify themselves. So you just keep showing up for life the way you know how to show up, learn more, do more, become more, and you keep doing your thing, and life is going to look a whole lot better for you. I know last year was tough. My wife overcame brain surgery. She had brain surgery. We almost thought she could have died, right? She could have either died or went completely blind in both eyes. But thank God there was a procedure she was able to get done, and she overcame that. She had brain surgery and she overcame it, and she's doing great. We both got sick last year, probably the flu or you know, some type of bug that was going around. But we made it through. We made it through. We made it to the other side. We made it to a new year. And we're joyful. We're happy. We're smiling. And we really mean it. You can see it in the both of us. We have a great relationship. We just finished writing our book and editing it. We're trying to get everything together to drop everything first quarter of this year. So be on the lookout for that. What real love looks like. It's going to be amazing, ladies and gentlemen. My wife also has a little treat coming down the pipeline very, very soon. If you haven't seen it yet, make sure you check her out. Follow her on Instagram or any social media at Pretty Red Gets Fit. Yeah, Pretty Red Gets Fit on Instagram. I think she started on Instagram, so check that out. But she has something coming down with that as well, so stay tuned for that. We got some really cool things coming for this year, guys. Again, I just want to thank you for following us. I'm going to have some really cool guests on the show this year. And so you want to make sure you stay tuned. Share this podcast with your friends, with your family. Let them know that they could tune in every single week. This drops every single Wednesday. We're going to keep that format. So make sure that they check that out. And listen, guys, if you want to check out some of my programs, I have a really cool self-paced program. It's called the Mindset Takeover. You just go to mindsettakeover.com. And it's a 10-week course that goes hand in hand with my book, Don't Let Your Struggle Become Your Standard. We've all been through a struggle. We're all going through a struggle, or we are all headed towards a struggle. So don't let your struggle become your standard. It's a 10-week course, mindsettakeover.com. And if you want to write a book and you want to become an author, a best-selling author, and put some good content out there, and you want to share your story with the world, check out my book writing masterclass. You can check that out at bookwritingclass.joseinspires.com, bookwritingclass.joseinspires.com. That's done every single quarter. We just finished one last year, end of November, mid-November, I think. It was amazing. I had Les Brown in there. We had a couple people in there. It was awesome. Les actually gave two people the gift that keeps on giving. He told them that he was going to write the foreword to their book. So that was an amazing opportunity for them. It was a surprise to me and a surprise to them, but it was a beautiful thing. But listen, guys, whatever goals you have, whatever resolutions, whatever dreams you have that you want to see come true this year, you got to put in the work. You got to stay dedicated. You got to stay committed. And listen, even when you don't see things, even when things don't seem like they look like they're happening, just remember that just because the process doesn't seem like it's processing, it's processing. Believe me when I tell you, there's always something going on behind the scenes that you may not even know about, conversations that are happening behind your back, positive ones that you don't know about, where people want to come and bless you, that people are talking about you in a positive light, and they're referring you, they're recommending you, and they're saying good things about you. You don't even know those type of conversations that are happening in your favor, right? Blessings that are going to be coming your way this year. So I hope that you make this year the best year yet. And like I always like to say, don't let the guy in the wheelchair beat you, because it's not a good look. But listen, guys. Oh, another thing I wanted to share with you for this year, for me anyhow, is that I would like to ask you guys to keep me in prayer, because we have found out that there's a treatment for what I have. The condition that I have is called spinal muscular atrophy. I'm super excited about that. This is January. I should be starting treatment, hopefully within by February or March, Q1 of this year. And with this new treatment, what it basically does, it will either pause the condition from progressing completely, it'll slow it down dramatically, and in some cases, it's even reversed it. So I'm hopeful. You know me, I always keep hope alive. So I'm excited for this new treatment that I'm going to be taking this year. And I was joking with my wife, and I was like, baby, you got your miracle last year. I'm getting my miracle this year. And either way we get it, man, we give glory to God and we thank God, because we know that without him, like I said in the beginning, none of this will be possible. So listen, guys, I just hope that you have an amazing 2022. If you have any questions, go ahead and reach out to me. You know, I have the private group, I Won't Stop Until I Win community. You can sign up for that. Find that on Facebook. We love to have you join in. I'm going to be popping in there from time to time, dropping some nuggets and giving some value to you guys. And but if you have any questions, you can drop them in there. You can connect with me on any social media at Jose Inspires. You can drop me an email. You can email me at info@joseinspires.com, and me and my team will get back to you right away. And listen, this is the most important thing. If you know of anybody who has an event coming up this year, or you have an organization or a company that's looking to bring in a speaker or a trainer or a coach for their team, have them reach out to me, because I have an amazing business that I'm going to be starting this year. It's an expansion of my current business, but I'm partnering with one of my friends, and we're going to be starting this new business coming up this year. It's probably going to be dropping in Q2 because we're executing on things right now. So be on the lookout for that. But if you know any company or organizations or event planners that are looking for a great speaker, somebody to come in and move the audience, move the crowd, and not only move them emotionally, but move them towards taking action, and holler at your boy, because I'm here. My calendar is filling up for this year, doing some great things. I hope that you can be a part of it. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. And like always, I'll see you on top, because the bottom is overcrowded. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.